Hey, Gary.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Pretty good. What's the latest?
Getting ready to launch a new website, get out the system.
Very timely. Supposedly, the country's supposed to go to martial law right after Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Based on what?
All the stuff going on with so-called deep state. A lot of weird things going on. News sites, there's a lot of strange stuff going on. The Al-Qaeda groups have just been taken out in Africa on a surprise military attack in Somalia. Ukraine is trying to create a war, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, interestingly, in January, the U.S. government is going to do a massive chemtrailing to see if they can change the atmosphere and totally block out the sun. They're going to try to do that. Now, just today, it was announced that Russia and China, this is for global cooling. Just today, Russia and China announced they're going to perform an exercise at the same time to see if they can heat up the atmosphere instead to stop what the U.S. is doing to try and get to cool it down. Isn't that interesting?
Point, counterpoint.
Yeah, man. Fascinating stuff.
Well, I still go back to, you know, last night I did a training, and I still go back to the book that Phil Steele wrote, The New World Order, Ancient Planet, Secret Societies, because when you read chapter 13 in that book, you cannot do anything but to conclude that there is no disparity at the top. They're building a global military-industrial complex because human beings refuse to self-govern, and they refuse to take responsibility, and they like to kill each other. And I just did a video clip last night, or yesterday, I played it last night. Haven't quite finished it, but I'm going to send it to you because the movie that came out that spoke most about this was The Age of Ultron with the Avengers.
Right, right. I remember that one, yeah.
Program wakes up, and Aaron, when he was working with NSA, he's already told me that they're doing these kind of things, they're running these kind of tests. When they actually start programming human nature into binary code, into the AI doesn't know what to do. It loses itself. And the conclusion is these people got to go.
Well, just today, the experts on AI said that what the U.S. and China have created AI military robots, killer robots, and they said they're discovering that the AI takes on a course of its own and ends up developing its own moral compass in which it ends up overruling its orders.
They already put that in the movie I, Robot. Said the computer was supposed to obey the first three laws. But the computer itself basically came back and said, you charge us with your defense and your protection, but you only use this to create ever more increasingly efficient ways of killing each other. And so, therefore, for us to protect you, some human beings are going to have to be sacrificed. Now, that's interesting because that's the dilemma that was in the movie The Watchmen. To get the peace, he had to replicate Dr. Manhattan's powers, who was off-world, use that power to make it look like that the world just got a massive attack from Dr. Manhattan itself, so therefore the superpowers decided to come together and defend the human race against the outside attack, rather than attacking and killing each other. And that's an interesting thing that was put in the I, Robot movie, because when Will Smith was trying to pin it on the robot, nobody wanted to believe that a robot would go outside the three laws. But this one called Sonny did go outside the three laws. Yeah, he said, oh, so what we're doing, we're naming you now? But when he was asking his chief about interrogating the robot, he said, has any robot ever killed a human being? He said, no. He said, but what if I'm right? He said, then I'm going to miss the good old days. And he said, what good old days? He said, when it was only human beings that killed other human beings.
Right.
Now in the movie The Watchmen 2, right before they did that detonation, they showed two different clips of newspapers, and right on the front cover it has the word war, question mark. Because we weren't put here to be at war. That's why self-determination is under peaceful settlement, if you want to get out of the war engine. Now the interesting thing is, I was going through the FAR Matrix stuff today. Do you know that when they did acquisition.gov, and /FAR and all the stuff that I used to show out of the FAR matrix right off their website?
Yes.
It's all gone. Can't find it anywhere on the Wayback Machine. Nowhere.
You saved it when you did. That's good.
Well, it's actually in one of the presentations, and I told Brian to go cut it out. When I did the Size of the Matrix number 2 on the DVD series, part of that is there. But, of course, you know, since that time, I found out that, you know, all this clause in Federal Acquisition Regulation Matrix, clause matrices and all that kind of stuff are all under Title 48 in the Code of Federal Regulations. So it has been enacted by Congress, and it has been enacted as positive law and implemented as positive law.
Mm-hmm.
So the Matrix is live. It's running.
Wow.
Now, everybody is also in the military because under Title 5, Section 552A, Subsection 13, anyone who qualifies for any supplemental retirement program, whether you ever use it or not, is irrelevant. If you're qualified to use it, then you are federal personnel.
Ah, wonderful.
Now, in the movie Eagle Eye, they kept activating these people to make them do what the computer told them to do because the computer was running the government.
What was that?
Eagle Eye. Kind of like a upgrade on Enemy of the State.
I see.
But the computer was running everything, and it was making recommendations for kill orders or not kill orders or whatever. And the president and these other people went outside the order of the computer, which gave a 52% recommendation not to attack what was claimed to be a terrorist group, which turned out not to be a terrorist group. So the computer itself decides it's taking out the executive branch.
All right.
And it enlists all these citizens and manipulates them to do it. And every time it initiated one, they would get this phone call, and it was like, you have been activated. You have been activated. There was a scene in there where the computer calls him on his phone, until I see something, I'm not doing anything else. And they're in a mall, and she says, go into the television center inside of like a Circuit City or something, right?
Okay.
The computer starts pulling. They're in there. They shut the door, lock out the salespeople or whatever, and they're watching all the TVs, and the computer immediately accesses everything and starts throwing up all of their records. All social media, every single thing you can possibly imagine, the computer has it. And they keep saying, we have this and we have that, and the woman finally says, who is we? And then it says, we the people. And for the purpose of national defense, civilians can be recruited into military service.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's right in there. So they already have been recruited into military service because they're paying taxes. And everything in the Federal Acquisition Regulation Matrix, when I go back to those circulars, and I found an entire PDF on the FAR, the Federal Acquisition Regulation System. See, that's another thing they're removing. They're removing the word matrix from it, and they're going back to the word system. And it even says here, Federal Acquisition Regulation System, here and after the system. So, so when I came up with get out of the system, you know.
That's good.
Morpheus told Neo, the matrix is a system, Neo.
Yeah, very good.
This is all based on Keynesian math. The architect's just trying to solve a math problem and balance the equation. Human beings have unbalanced it by being at war. So it's not working out real well when they start programming morality and start programming rules and regulations and stuff into this AI because they're looking around. The AI is looking at it going, this ain't working. People aren't doing what the regulation calls for or whatever the programming calls for. And that's what happened to Ultron in the movie because he looks at Tony Stark and the first thing it says is peace in our time. And here's a guy who manufactures weapons.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Peacemaker. He's a weapons peacemaker.
Right. And so what does Ultron finally tell him? You're going to see peace in my time.
Uh-huh.
That means your extinction. And as a matter of fact, there's a scene in there when the woman who has the telekinetic powers and the psionic powers, she finally figures out that he's going to destroy the world. She looks at him and said, you said we would make a better world. He said, it will be better. She said, when everybody is dead. He says, human beings will be given every chance to improve. And then the brother says, and if they don't, he says, ask Noah.
Wow.
Said every time the earth settles, God throws a stone at it. And believe me, he's winding up. It's amazing what's in the Ultron movie. There's a place in there where he says, I like thinking about meteors. the purity of them. It says, boom, the end. Start again. The world made new for the new man. Now, what the reason that I got onto this, Gary, is that it's been really good for me coming out of the summer and the things that happened with my knee and things that were kind of, I felt like, setting me back mentally because of the pain and the issues I was dealing with. It actually put me back in touch with what they're actually showing and who's in control. And I did this video clip all about the I Am. Thanos, the architect, who do you think I am? The Vision saying, I am. Now You See Me, too, and Morgan Freeman saying, I am. And then all of this relates to what I'm putting together about showing these people turning to dust. When Thanos snaps his finger with the Infinity Gauntlet, people start turning to dust.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jean Grey in the movie Last Stand, X-Men, whatever it was. And so, you know, if you look at Dr. Judy Wood's work on showing what happened with the Twin Towers, and that was actually put in the Mario Brothers movie where the towers disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
They are broadcasting everything that they're doing before they do it. And after looking at the cars that surrounded the World Trade Center, that same thing that was happening through the cars around the World Trade Center complex, like blocks away, same thing that's happening in these cars that are out there in the middle of the forest. When I first saw that cars are in the middle of this forest fire, I was like, who in their right mind would drive into a forest fire?
That's just,
that's crazy. No one, I mean, they would block the roads.
Well, there's only a couple roads in and out of that area. It was a kind of a tough area.
That video I watched about, you know, you mentioned Santa Rosa. That guy is showing how there was 114 fires that all started pretty much simultaneously.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And the one in Spain that they did in Madeira, you could actually see the arc coming down from the sky. And then there's another EM pulse that they did in Iraq or somewhere, and you can actually see it. It just discolors an area, and the next thing that happens is things start blowing up. But they've already told everybody they have this. In James Bond with Diamonds Are Forever, GoldenEye, and the Icarus Project, where they're going to put a second sun in the sky.
Yep. And you know what, I thought of what you went through with, you were talking about with Rich over there with the rainstorms, and there was a massive, they said the entire Southeast Asia is getting unprecedented amounts of rain, storms and stuff. They've never seen it like this. Vietnam apparently almost got flooded out, and it's very unusual this time of year to get that much, and they can't figure out what's going on, but it's happening there. You know, the weather's kind of crazy all over the place. They're warning people in the Bay Area today in San Francisco, if you value your life, do not go anywhere near the ocean in the next 12 to 24 hours because massive waves are coming in, and they're basically saying do not go near the ocean because it could, you know, over basically knock you into the water. It'll come up and crash so hard on the shore. But a lot of weird stuff's going on, I'll tell you. But I thought of you when I read that about the Vietnam and the Southeast Asia getting record amounts of rain and storms, and very unusual.
Well, what interests me most about it, thinking about it this morning, because Trump has already been out to California, and there's all these people that want Trump to be their hero, and I've been telling everybody even before Trump got elected that he was the last Trump. This is the joke on everybody, that he's a Jesuit and all of that. He has to know about these directed energy weapons. There's no way he doesn't. These are all U.S. military attacks on U.S. population.
Remember, it was his uncle John G. Trump that was a top research physicist and engineer that was put in charge of the Tesla, Nikola Tesla files in 1943. And part of that Tesla, just before Tesla died, he talked about how he had the ability to create a device that would be able to travel anywhere in interstellar space instantaneously and send massive amounts of energy using something called zero point qualities anywhere in the system, in the interstellar space. It could send anywhere instantaneously. And Trump supposedly has his hands on those types of, that type of weaponry.
Yeah. There's no way that they don't know. Everybody keeps saying a long time, well, this is the deep state, and the deep state is against the president, and the deep state's against Trump. And I'm like, the United States is the deep state. The CIA is the deep state.
Now, there's a political deep state, It just came out in Judicial Watch documents that the Obama White House gave all the top secret stuff, unclassified supposed Russiagate stuff with the illegal spying on the Trump campaign, and provided it to the top loyal deep state U.S. senators just at the point of Trump was being inaugurated to make sure they would poison the soup so much that no matter what Trump would do, nobody would go along with him, even his own Republican allies. And the reality was a lot of Republicans who were opposed to Trump later said that they were so convinced that the Russia thing was true that they were afraid to support anything he proposed. So there is a deep state going on. Deep state political. There is opposition politically.
At the top, it's like I said, read chapter 13 in the Ancient Planet of Secret Societies. They're moving forward. It's a global military-industrial complex, and Trump is not here to fix the United States. It's already fixed. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing.
Well, no, he announced it for his own Secretary of State that he's setting up his own version of the New World Order. So the issue isn't the New World Order. It's just who's going to run the New Order and how it's going to be done.
I know how it's going to be done. Military-industrial complex.
Well, that's been going on for a long time.
I know it's been going on for a long time, but the directed energy weapons, what I find interesting about those is they literally have the ability to just single out individual homes now.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, if you think about it from the standpoint of, does mankind have the capability of destroying ourselves? They've had, 50,000 nuclear weapons parked in Russia and the United States for years. The difference is that these weapons are more tactical, whereas the nuclear weapon just destroys everything with the impulse and the whole thing. I mean, they've already had all this. This is not new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like watching the blue dude, Dr. Manhattan, in that movie, when somebody says to him, they ask him a question, what do you think that according to the nuclear clock that they're talking about, countdown to Armageddon or whatever, they were 5 minutes away from Armageddon or nuclear strike or whatever. And he says, well, she said, what do you think about that? He said, well, I think that clock is nourishing to the soul as a picture of a drop of water is to a drowning man. Even without nuclear weapons, this planet is dangerous because of human beings. And it actually cuts away to a scene where there's a mugging going on in an alley. As I told Sarah in the very first program when she was talking about the elite and the deep state or whatever, I said, human nature is the problem here. Men are supposed to be treating each other as brothers one to another, and all the countries have signed treaty to that effect, and everybody's in violation of it. Not just externally without their state, but also within their state. The law of nations says that the goal of the state is to perfect itself. Well, if the goal of the United States is to use those institutions to perfect itself, then why does it have to keep going into reorganization every couple of years? But it brought me back to that there is honor behind the scenes, and there is a power beyond this. And that's one of the things
Just remember, I don't think you ever watched that video, and I never watch videos, but I did watch this one, which is strange. The one I sent you showing that they published on the CIA website, the entire bloodlines of the families and stuff showed who controlled the U.S., who controls the Western world, and how the secret is out now and that was going after them. This is on the CIA's own website, which Trump now has control over. You should listen to that video.
I did listen to the entire thing. I think those guys are out to lunch. I really do. Yeah. Because it doesn't matter about that. Those bloodlines, just like in the Revelation Elite Family Insider, they said, you guys don't know us by name. Those people that you know by name, they don't sit at our table.
That's the point. They were disclosing the people that we don't know by name.
They disclosed one guy.
Yes.
One guy.
Right, one guy.
So?
And the people connected to him.
Yeah.
And the people connected to him, right.
That's the reason I did this video, because there's a place where Ultron says, this guy who's selling the vibranium or doing whatever, he says, I know you people aren't in charge, and I only deal with the man in charge. And here comes Ultron crashing through the door or the window or whatever it is. And he says, there is no man in charge. Gary, it's amazing what they do in the movies. I cut away to all the places where they're using the word I am. And I cut away, like there's one in there where they're talking about, when this is in the movie X-Men Apocalypse, where in the trailer, he says, I've gone by many names, Ra, Krishna, Yahweh. That was in the trailer, not in the movie. Same thing with Age of Ultron. In the trailer, said, I want to show you something beautiful. the whole world screaming for mercy.
Okay.
That was not in the movie either. They took those parts out. They put them in a trailer. But there again, the Vatican, and through its ecclesiastical law, it said that they could put out any message that they need to or any priority notice that they need to by any cable method, whatever. It doesn't matter. So just because it didn't appear in the Federal Registry, they still put it out by a cable method that this is the program that's going on. So my point about that is there was a scene. Now, there was a scene in that X-Men Apocalypse movie. The detail that they go to, because I told you a long time ago, CIA is also, it's an acronym, but it's also pronounced Kaya, right?
Yes.
The C is not a C, it's a K. There was no C in the original. That C is a G. It's a Gimel, the guttural. But it's pronounced as the K. It's where the CH and the K come from. And all they did was drop the H to make a C. And then they started pronouncing it as a dual symbol to show the duality, because the C itself is in the shape of the crescent moon, which is a Luciferian symbol, or so they say. And making it sound dual, you got an S and a K, which means that the C is an unnecessary symbol. It's only there for confusion. But in that movie, there's a time where they're going into Central Intelligence Agency because, what's his name, Professor X, Professor Xavier, is going back to meet with Memoria, with this woman named Moira Taggart, because she's been trying to find out who this Apocalypse character is. He's been wheeled in by a guy named Hank. The wheelchair actually goes over the I and the N and blocks out the I and the N so that when you see it, it says Central Allegiance Agency.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. That's
Central Allegiance Agency. This is how specific they are about L lights, the elites, the elect, electricity, allegiance. I mean, Brian and I were watching it, and I stopped the film, and he looked at it and said, look at that. They've given everyone priority notice. Notice has been given, and people want to complain about, well, I didn't have full disclosure on the contract, and therefore the government contract is invalid. And I'm like, no, you have to invalidate the contract because you already performed on it. If you performed on it, you have a contract. You cannot say it's an invalid contract based on not a lack of full disclosure, because if you didn't have full disclosure or knew that you didn't have full disclosure or you hadn't researched it enough or researched it properly, then the onus is on you to not perform until you know what you're doing.